This week, Wisconsin recorded record numbers for new daily hospitalizations and deaths due to the coronavirus. The pandemic continues to surge in that state, and incidentally, it's where President Trump plans to hold two rallies on Saturday. For more, we're joined now by Stephanie Smiley. She's interim state health officer for the state of Wisconsin. Stephanie, we're seeing bright red spots all over the map of Wisconsin. How serious is the outbreak in your state right now?
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have good news coming out of Wisconsin. It is a serious situation in terms of the numbers of cases that we're seeing on a daily basis. And certainly our trend for the last week, you know, we're seeing over 2,300 cases on average each day. You know, we are continuing to see increases in staffing shortages in our healthcare system. And increased hospitalizations as well. So, you know, a situation here that we're really concerned about.
Do you have any idea how it got that bad?
It's a combination of factors. We know that schools have been hybrid reopening in some parts of the state. You know, we also have many colleges and universities, you know, who have also opened. And so this isn't unexpected. We did expect to see, you know, increased transmission anytime people are gathering. You know, we can expect to see that. I think, you know, where we were surprised was the how quickly the surge in cases occurred in our state. And so, you know, differing compliance with our mask mandates, you know, folks maybe not taking it as seriously as we would hope to help control the spread. And so, you know, what I will say is that over the past couple of weeks, you know, we have seen, you know, folks in colleges and universities really, you know, taking the steps to ensure that that they are, you know, doing things safely. And so we have seen, you know, decreases in that age group of folks in our state. But, you know, we also know that because of the peak that we saw a couple of weeks ago, now we're starting to see other age groups increasing in those case reports as well.
Well, it does sound serious, and we see that the number of people hospitalized in Wisconsin because of the virus reached a new high earlier this week. Some of your hospitals, it looks like, are also reaching capacity. What's the situation inside those buildings?
There's concern, you know, that we are many hospitals are reporting, you know, critical staffing shortages. Certainly there are patients, you know, needing care for COVID. I think the bigger challenge that systems are facing are really around folks who are, you know, caring for those patients are unable to come in because they've been exposed or are ill themselves. And so it's actually a staffing situation in combination with those increased numbers that I think has us pretty concerned.
Your state health secretary, Andrea Palm, said this week that Wisconsin is considering opening a state-run field hospital to help handle the overflow. Yeah. I mean, the U.S. Army mm-hmm. Corps of Engineers built 30 of these across the country back in April, but yours in Wisconsin yeah. would be the first to actually be used. How close are you to actually opening it?
You know, we continue to monitor the situation. I think area has said, you know, that we are ready to do that now. I think we'll have a better sense of that in the next week or so. It is sort of our last resort. It is not something we want to use. You know, we will continue to monitor this, you know, over the coming weeks, and we certainly hope that we will not have to use it.
Well, I'm sure you've heard the news that President Trump plans to hold two rallies in Wisconsin over the weekend, one in La Crosse mm-hmm. and one in Green yep. Bay. These are hot spots in Wisconsin. In your professional opinion, yeah. is it wise mm-hmm. to attend these rallies?
So as a public health professional, we are urging everyone not to attend large gatherings. You know, COVID-19 is spreading widely in Wisconsin, and, you know, we want folks to assume that any event that people are attending, that they are at risk for exposure and potentially exposed because of the widespread transmission occurring in Wisconsin.
Do you expect to see a spike in the weeks following these rallies?
That is hard to say. You know, anytime we have gatherings of folks, you know, those things may be cited through our contact tracing efforts as potential exposures. But, you know, we investigate large gatherings every week and every day. And so, you know, certainly the potential is there. And that is why we are urging people to not attend large gatherings.
Stephanie Smiley is the interim state health officer for the state of Wisconsin. Stephanie, looks like you have a big job ahead of you. Good luck.
Thank you so much.